big game, Tom, all right, yeah, and yeah, it's an important one for both teams, and, you know, after the disappointing second half last week, we want to get back on winning ways again, and we know this is a big challenge, Armagh, a good side, so, yeah, another big test for us, but one that, you know, with the lads looking forward to.
I know you were disappointed yourself last week, not with the first half. I think the general consensus is that Donegal played very well in the first half, and I know there were mitigating circumstances in the second half, but disappointed that you didn't hold on, you know, and go on and win the game last week. What was the mood in the camp afterwards? What was the reaction? I think it was a positive one in terms of, you know, wanting to get back on the bike this week.
Yeah, I mean, naturally enough, immediately after the match, a disappointment because we know we just didn't perform to the levels we needed to in the second half, and fair play to Fermanagh, they got on top and finished the game out strong. But no, the attitude of training was very good during the weekend. As I say, the lads are looking forward to it. We'd all contingent back in training, and yeah, listen, looking forward to it. And as I say, it's going to be another big test for these lads, but these are the kind of matches you want.
Feats like that, you know, can erode confidence, can't it?
Ach, listen, you know, you don't want to, you know, I'm not one that, you know, defeats are, well, any game you go on to go to them, you're probably tired listening to me talking about, you have to win in challenge matches and McKenna Cup matches, league matches, anything. You want to win them all, but it doesn't happen always that way. But listen, there's been a good atmosphere within the squad during the weekend. I suppose it did help with a number of new faces back on the training ground too. But there's an opportunity again now to, on Saturday to win the match, and that's what we'll be looking for.
And tell me, who are the Guidoor boys who are back?
Yeah, there's a number of them back in, Tom, during the week. I don't know how many will be in an active squad for finalising later on this evening in training, but there's four or five back in at the minute on Tuesday night. So we'll look after tonight to see what we have. But yeah, the likes of Neil and Darren and these guys, Michael Carr, Owen McFadden, Ferry are all back in training. So listen, yeah, it adds to the training and adds to the quality of training, you know.
And tell me, on the injury front, I know a few people picked up a wee knocks last week. How is everybody?
No, everybody else fine, to be quite honest. Yeah, they've all come through Tuesday night. A few knocks and bruises, all right, but not major. So, as I say, we should have everyone that was there last weekend available again.
And of course, you've played at Armagh already in the semi-final of the McKenna Cup. In Oma, they came out on top that day. They were pretty physical, so you can expect another physical contest.
Yeah, it was. Armagh won it by a point in the McKenna Cup, and it was a decent workout for both teams that day. It was really a good physical battle, and Armagh are well down the road in terms of you know, their progress under Kieran McGeaney. Kieran's there 5 or 6 years now, and you know, if you look at their forward line, a lot of good quality in that forward line, like Stephen Campbell and Regan O'Neill and Jamie Clark, Rory Rugan. Niall Grimley in the middle of the field, good players. So it's a strong Armagh side, and it's going to be another big test for us in Balvafay.
On the long term injury front, we saw Michael Murphy warming up last week. Any chance we see him this weekend?
Listen, yeah, he came through Tuesday night, so we'll have a look again, as I say, later on, and have a look to see where he's at. You know, we just don't want to rush him back in, because we know that that's a long season ahead, which you know, we still have a number of league matches left after the Armagh game, and then it's right in the championship preparation. But no, listen, he's on the road, and hopefully we'll see him sooner rather than later.
And tell me, in terms of your league ambitions now, you know, a lot hinges on this game. Win this game and you're back in the ball game in terms of promotion, though maybe your final destination and maybe out of your own hands, but certainly lose and you're really looking over your shoulder rather than looking up.
Listen, it's an important match. Both teams, you know, it's a real 4-pointer, to be quite honest. And yeah, listen, if you won your last three, you should make that top two, and that's still got to be the target. But as I say, it's one game at a time, Tom, and you know, they're my game, and as I say, big game for us, and it's one that you want to win.
So, looking forward to the game, the hunger's there.
Ah, listen, exactly, yeah, listen, disappointment, but you know, as I say, there's a lot of young lads there, and you know, they get over it fairly quickly. So, it's about learning from the experience of last week and previous fortnight against Tipperary, and learning from those, and you know, the only place these players learn is on the training ground, and that's the experience that they'll gain, and it will stand to them in the long term. But as I say, short term, it's about getting 2 points against Armagh, and that's our immediate goal.